1.1 EDG 01111120250824 Audio. In my opinion, vacuum tubes are a technology that is not yet obsolete. In terms of robustness, compared to similar electronic components, in terms of electrical resistance, in the truest sense of the word, they are still number one. Next come transistors as individual components, and lastly, integrated circuits. This entire family of electronic components has its place in this world, but with differences. I am writing this text freely and according to my own perception. If you don't like it, feel free to criticize it. Don't worry, there's little chance that vacuum tube computers will resurface. However, they did exist. Most vacuum tubes were built inside a transparent casing. There are several advantages to this. Even without schematics, it's possible to trace the electrical connections under the transparent casing, and this is certainly a safety benefit. Just a reminder that we're talking about EDG, wartime electronics. This transparent casing also allows you to see directly if the tube is working correctly. In saturation or with poor polarization, internal colors caused by arcing or ionization are visible under the glass casing. In short, it's possible to tell if something is wrong. These tubes are very robust electronically. These components remain operational even after unauthorized mistreatment. Jokingly, or perhaps not, it's an exceptional peanut warmer, making peanuts sweeter and, above all, tastier. This component continues to interest me because of its resistance to destruction. There are other factors as well, and these will be mentioned in due course. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This November 11, 2025.